Middle East conflict threatens UK medicine supply chains. The escalating conflict in the Middle East, beginning with US strikes on Iran on the 28th of February and spreading to Israel, Lebanon, the UAE, Bahrain, Syria, and Iraq, is raising major concerns about UK medicine shortages. The Independent Pharmacies Association, IPA, warns that disruptions to global supply chains could make raw pharmaceutical materials harder to obtain, drive up energy costs, and delay transport, particularly if the Strait of Hormuz remains blocked. This waterway is critical for oil and gas exports, and any prolonged closure could sharply increase UK energy bills, inflation, and the cost of goods while threatening medicine supply continuity. Pharmacies are already experiencing shortages of blood pressure medications, painkillers, antidepressants, hormone replacement therapies, and prescription Cocodamol, which is expected to remain in limited supply until at least June. Around 85% of NHS prescription medicines are off-patent, making them vulnerable to price spikes and international disruptions. Industry leaders, including Dr. Leila Hanbeck of the IPA and Marek Samuels of Medicines UK, emphasize that ongoing instability risks worsening supply issues, especially if shipping delays or rising costs affect manufacturers. The UK government maintains there are currently no direct shortages linked to the conflict, and that monitoring systems are in place. However, pharmacy organizations such as the National Pharmacy Association and Company Chemists Association urge urgent government action to strengthen supply chain resilience, reform the drug reimbursement system, incentivize domestic production, and prevent patients from facing critical medicine gaps,